unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Welcome to Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, where every week, it's Wednesday, at 11 o'clock, we give you the opportunity to play along with Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. It's simple as you get asked a question, and if you know the answer and you're the first caller through at 1-877-332-8255, you win. All you need to know is the right answer and be playing on the phone. Oh, and by the way, we ask that you haven't won this year. So if you haven't won in 2026, you're free to play along. The text line, yeah, the text line, you can play along if you want, but you won't win on the text line every week. Just a reminder that we do keep an eye on it. Usually it's the indicator of how close we're getting to get the right answer. It seems as though the text line will often get the right answer before the phone line does, just usually moments before. So, in order to find out today's question, we have to go to last week's winner, the person who not only got bragging rights, but gets that beautiful, handcrafted Little Town Apparel t-shirt with Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener on it to wear with pride on the streets of Clavette, Saskatchewan. Tammy Peters is joining me by phone. Tammy, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks.
And how's the last week been? I mean, the whole town has to know you're the champ.
Actually, it's been kind of a quiet week, trying to get over the snow and keep the plants alive.
I know. Have you got plants out already?
I did, but I luckily got to keep them all covered.
Okay.
So I only lost a couple really tender ones, but I'll head back to Mother Earth's greenhouses and replace those pretty quick.
That's okay, good. That's where you go to get your bedding plants.
Yeah, she's local, and she does a lot of great things for our community. So.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for giving her a shout-out. And listen, I'm proud of you for knowing the answer to last week's question. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. You knew the answer was?
Dimples.
Dimples, that's right. Only 20%, on average, 20% of the world's population have dimples. So good job. And that one took us a while to get there. You have got today's question. You think people are going to get this one quickly?
I don't know. Nothing really came to mind when I saw it. So
okay, well.
I wish them luck.
The phone lines have already plugged up. People are already calling in without even knowing what the question is. So let's hear it. What is today's question, Tammy?
Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. What is it?
Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. What are we talking about? Tammy, thanks for being a great champ. Appreciate you joining the show.
Thank you very much. Good luck, everyone.
Tammy Peters, last week's winner. Who will be this week's winner? Well, let's find out. The phone lines are open and jammed. 1-877-332-8255. Quick on the draw was Sean in Hudson Bay. How are you today, Sean?
I'm all right, thanks.
Got the question for you today. Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. Do you know what we're talking about?
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping I wasn't first. I'm going to go with a china cabinet.
China cabinet. Yeah, that's a good guess. No, it's not china cabinet, but thanks for playing along. First guess, china cabinet is wrong. 1-877-332-8255. Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. Let's go to Cornack, Saskatchewan. Ron is on the line. What do you think, Ron?
How about a banister?
Ooh, okay. Good guess. Banister, I like it. But no, not banister. Not china cabinet, not banister. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going. We're going to go to Swift Current, Saskatchewan. I got Brad on the line. Brad, here's the question. Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. What is it?
Oh, boy. You got me stumped today.
It's a tough one?
That is a tough one. I can't even come up with a guess right now.
Okay, well, listen, You've done well on this before, so if you think of something, you'll call me back.
I will do.
Okay, Brad. Thanks so much. Okay, let's keep going. Let's go to Ian in Saskatoon. What do you think, Ian?
There's your answer.
Well, okay, let me read the question again. Gives you a little more time. Although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose.
I don't know. Candle holders.
Candle holders? No, not candle holders. But thanks for playing along, Ian. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Mike in Regina. Do you know Mike?
Is it bubble wrap?
It is bubble wrap. I have no idea how you came. Did you come up with that on your own?
Well, it was either bubble wrap or Play-Doh.
Okay, well, bubble wrap is absolutely right. It was originally invented 1957 by engineers as a textured wallpaper. Basically, it was meant to be a decorative wall covering in bathrooms, is what they thought. Well, the idea never caught on, but they decided, you know what? We could use this as good packing material if we're shipping fragile items. And as a result, it became the bubble wrap that we know and love today. Mike, congratulations. Have you won this competition?
No, I have not.
Never won it before. Well, what's your last name, Mike?
Huzempa.
And what keeps you busy in Regina?
Work and playing games, hanging out with friends.
That's good. Where do you work at, Mike?
I'm at Sterling Truck and Trailer.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we always appreciate everyone in the trucking industry, so thank you for listening, Mike, and you are right. Bubble wrap is the right answer. We got it. What was that, Frank? Caller 4? Caller 5? Okay, so didn't take that long today. Mike, you are the winner, not only of bragging rights, but that incredible T-shirt from the fine folks at Little Town Apparel, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener for the week. Congrats, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, don't go away, Mike. We're going to pop you on hold. Frank's got to get some information so we can send out your T-shirt and your prize to you as well. So, yeah, there you go. Mike is the winner this week. The question, although it started out as a decor item in homes, it now has a completely different purpose. By the way, look what I have in studio. We had lots of hints. We were going to give out hints, you know. Although it's got an operational use, it can be fun as well to play with. I mean, who doesn't do that with bubble wrap? This piece of bubble wrap, Nicole Garn, executive producer of this show, received our butter tarts in the mail last week. Remember, they were packaged in a box neatly with bubble wrap. Came all the way from Ontario. I said, you still have the bubble wrap? She says, yeah, it's like a stress reliever for me. I keep it on my desk. And she says, you know what? No one walks by my desk without doing that, popping a bit of the bubble wrap. Anyway, Mike is right. It started out as a decor item in homes. At one time, it was like a textured wallpaper. It never caught on, but they decided, you know what? It does have a use. Bubble wrap became a packaging material for shipping fragile items. Congratulations to Mike. Thank you to everyone that played along. It was a quick hit this week. 5 guesses before we got the right answer. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener will be back again next week here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.